Georgia Southern holds Louisiana Lafayette to 24% shooting after the first half, puts together a 35-7 run. It's a 71-51 win for the Eagles over the visiting Ragin' Cajuns to get to 5-2 in league play and 11-7 overall. Now joined by our players of the game, Quan Jackson, and our Home 2 Suites key check-in of the game, Simeon Carter. Quan, I will begin with you. A well-rounded stat line, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals, and I've got to focus on those steals because once you guys started forcing turnovers in the second half, it just looked like you had control of the game.
That's the game. That's where the game changes when we're getting to stop some defense. Once we get to stop some defense, we can get into our offense faster and just go at 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s, advantage breaks. So that's our goal, is to get to stop some defense.
You know, once you guys were starting to get into the full court, we saw the hooligans get up. They got louder. Can you guys feel that on the court?
Yeah, of course we can feel it. We feel everything on the court. once they get rocking, we want to get rocking. So I appreciate those.
All right, Sim Dog, you decided to bark into the rim mic there during the second half, but there's no harm, no foul. You end up with 11 points, 9 rebounds, 4 on the offensive end. You got things going in the first half when things looked a little bit spotty. How did you find space once the Cajuns went to that zone defense?
You say, how did I find space? I would just flash into the open areas, you know, and everywhere where there wasn't nobody, wide open shots, wide open passes, everything.
End up with a couple of dunks in the first half. What is it like to dunk in this place?
What is it like, man? It's crazy, especially the energy from the fans. After I dunk it, oh, man, that's so beautiful. I love it.
Quan, this team was down for really about the first two-thirds of the game. You guys ran a little bit of the matchup zone, but once Tyrus Smith went out with 5 fouls and you guys started to force those turnovers, take me inside the huddle during those media timeouts. What's Coach B saying about trying to finish the game?
Get the ball out quicker. We get the steals, we get the stops. So our biggest thing is transition offense. Once we get stops on defense, the first thing I do is look up, pass the ball, and get quick shots.
So out of the 9 rebounds, tying a career high, 4 of those coming on the offensive end. You look like you were going after everything on the offensive glass. How do you get into position to make that kind of impact?
I just assume where the ball is going to come off at. Really. Really. So it's more like, you know, when you're under the rim and you rebounding and stuff, depending on where the ball is shot at, you know, the ball going to come off certain areas.
Quan, I'm sitting here talking about Georgia Southern's struggling from three-point territory, but then they just started to come in bunches. You knocked down a couple. Ike hit a couple. Calvin hit a couple. Elijah got involved. Being able to take over the game like that, what did it mean to the team?
Just a great feeling, basically. When one make a shot, then we all feel like we got to make a shot, that we're going to make a shot. So one of us get everybody confidence.
Sim, I've been talking with Coach all year about it not being a fully healthy team. It seems like everybody's had something, but it hasn't all been at the same time. Now that you guys feel like you're as healthy as you can be, ready to attack this league, what makes Georgia Southern the most dangerous team in the conference?
We got different players any night that can give us opportunity on any stat line. Some can score, some can rebound, some can get steals. Like, it's not going to be one player getting 20 points a game every night. It's going to be 13, 12. We all balance out.
Sim, what would you say about that?
Role plays. Everybody got their own roles, and everybody tend to stick up to their roles, especially when it comes crunch time.
All right, what's got you, Sim, most fired up about going to Alabama next week? Swept that trip last year.
I'm trying to tell you.
You play pretty well down there, too.
Yeah, for sure. But the most thing that got me fired up is, you feel me, another game to, you know, play with my teammates and get smarter and get better as the game's going.
All right, Quan, what you got?
First of all, Troy, I think that's going to be a big one because that's a key win in the Sun Belt. It's going to be a key win. And South Alabama, you know, they're picked preseason number one.
And, that's right.
And everybody want to come for their head. Everybody got something to prove. So we're just going to play our game, play the best we can play, and hopefully we can win the game.
And if memory's right, Tallahassee is not that far from Troy, so I got to imagine the Scream Team's going to be there.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Quan Jackson, our Home 2 Suites check into the game. Simeon Carter, boys, appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it.
Georgia Southern with a 71-51 win over the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. We'll talk with head coach Mark Byington next from Learfield, IMG College.